That's correct. We had originally, remember, we originally promised that we would retool the animal shelter with the millage, and we did. We hired three professional animal control officers, and they've gotten very involved in the community and working with neighborhoods and working with law enforcement to get things properly taken care of when it comes to any type of pets or animals that are in an abusive situation. But also, we have a director at the animal shelter who stepped up and really created a program with Bissell and quite a few of the different food service providers out there for animal food to, number one, make sure that people who can't afford to take care of their pets are able to be accommodated completely, whether that be finding a new home for the animal or making sure you just have stopgap food to get you over the hump while you happen to be unemployed or staying at home with COVID and dealing with the different things that go on. But also, we were able to work with Bissell and with Empty the Pound. And we were able to do that event, and that all of those events and different private fundraisers have put together a cash pot of money, and then we're able to enhance that. The County Board of Commissioners saw fit to use ERA money, to Americans Improvement Act money, to fix the air system out there and enhance the building and back, and also make everything function much better within